Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Number 38.
Go away, don't you do.
Hey guys, this is the Chart Topping Show. I'm Rapsig, and you heard number 38 of last week's requests. That was Akira Alone After Image 2 from Virtua Fighter 3 on the vocal, which actually had a few interesting reactions on Discord. Let me go through them a bit. So Rapid Run was happy that it was his favorite Takenobu Mitsuyoshi track, and he hounds the album. Pretty nice. You know, I'm gonna share the link for Chart Topping Knockout, the final. We'll have the four tracks playing just immediately after I stop talking. So that you can refresh your memory and maybe decide if you haven't voted. There goes the link in Discord. Twitter will soon follow. It's the Season 1 final out of the four round winners. It may be the only chart-topping knockout, the only ever, but still, that's still not certain. It depends on how things go. After these, we will have tracks number 20 to 11, obviously, most requested tracks from last week. In the middle, though, there will be some memory refresher for quite a number of people, I guess. Who here has played King of Fighters 99 Dream Match, which was basically just the Dreamcast, a bit improved version of King of Fighters 98, the one with the legendary intro that was only ever present on the Dreamcast? You'll see. Anyways, let's refresh our mind for this.
Chart Topping Knockout.
A quick refresher of the four tracks. First one that's going to play will be Miller Ball Breakers from Jet Set Radio, which won the first round. The second one, winning the second round, is Lava Shelter from Shadow the Hedgehog. Third round winner, Azure Blue World from Sonic Adventure. And the winner of the fourth round was the Sega Rock Volume 1 version of Sega Saturn Shiro. Let's go for a quick run of those four tracks.
Yeah. の道魂込めた一人の男が今日も行く真面目に遊ばぬ奴らには体で覚えさせるぞ背方三四郎背方三四郎背方三四郎ミスやから儲けナンパに比ぶ他にすることあるだろうが群れなきゃ遊べぬ奴らには心に問いかけるぞ背方三四郎背方三四郎セガサタシコしろ指が折れるまで
Immediately after this, we're getting to number 20.
Don't get too many ideas, you fools! You haven't seen the power this vessel really has! Get a load of this!
Number 20.
We'll be right back.
Techno Pathetic, Hip Hop and Disco 80s Mix from Holy King. This was number 20. Number 20.
Number 19.
At my job, you're carrying yourself so well. I made myself a promise.
What's that?
Not to get emotional. As I remain stable, I take another glance at you. If we were at the disco, then I would have to dance with you. This isn't cool.
Not cool.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her.
Hello, Allison.
I wanna hold your hand.
I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in.
Let's have a toast to the burning aisle day.
We need some help and
I. Hello, Allison.
I wanna hold your hand.
I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in.
Let's have a toast to the burning aisle day.
You about a quarter after nine. You shine in the neon sign. Where are you from? You floating like an angel at night into my life and leave me with a song to write. And now I'm loaded, holding my sack and wondering where she is at. With a line of customers getting mad, they didn't see what I seen. The store queen made everything easier for one fine
E.
And in my bloodshot eyes, all I can see is everything's fine. With a turning stomach, running thoughts through my head.
I wanna hold your hand.
I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in.
Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and
I. Hello, Allison.
I wanna hold your hand.
I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in.
Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Came in here again. I'm drinking by the copier. I made myself a promise.
Now what was that?
That I would finally talk to her. As I remain stable, I take another drink for you. I set it on the table. I'm sure I look a drunken fool. I'm seeing two. And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her.
Hello, Allison.
I wanna hold your hand.
I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in.
Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and
I. Hello, Allison.
I wanna hold your hand.
I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in.
Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and I.
Number 18. Number 17. Number 16.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
So, turns out I have to find another way to put number 17 on. This is number 16, enjoy it while it goes. It's Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, table tennis. I'll try to get 17 on. And this is number 17. Its file name was too big for my broadcaster, so I had to copy-paste it somewhere else and change its file name to just A something, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Well, problem's fixed. This is... from Hell Yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit. The Bunny Song, acoustic. Featuring Clotilde Chevalier and credits.
Little rabbit, oh my little rabbit, welcome home to this amazing world. Here there is all that you want, a rainbow, even a double rainbow, hearts flying around you. Don't be sick or don't throw up, finally a level that is so cute. It's a wonderful moment to dream with me, to dream with you, to dream. You're a fancy bunny. Together we're happy. You will be my honey. We'll never be. Little rabbit, oh my little rabbit, deep inside you, deep inside, you're not a nasty one. Elsewhere, life is so hard, here you'll find everything you need, neither bomb nor blood river. with their tears from her golden eyes. Relax, take a deep breath and smile. It's a wonderful moment to sing with me, to sing with you, to sing. You're FNC Bunny. Together we're happy. Rabbit, oh my little rabbit, you dress so well, you dress so well, just like a superstar. Your bones sparkle with beauty, you swing your hips, you walk with purpose, a confidence and determination. You have nothing to hide, but everybody knows under your cape, there the little carrots saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. You're a fancy bunny. Together we're happy. You will be my honey. We'll never be lonely.
Well, guys and girls, I hope you are enjoying the show so far. Okay, so number 16 and 17 were out of place. Blame my broadcasting software. I actually found it weird. I was like, I'm pretty sure I did not mess it up when I was building it. Then I went to check the playlist and I was like, okay, why is it missing? So I went back to our behind the scenes Radio Sega stuff where I can actually see what the tracks were, what the countdown for this specific week was, and I was like, so maybe this is way too big for Sam. So I just tried what I told you, and it worked, so you had your Benny song! Woohoo! Hey, this is going to be a long episode, so why not go straight to number 15, which is a big favorite of mine from, say, for over 15 years now. Let's just say that Daisuke Ishiwatari is a genius. Oh boy, I wish people would request more Guilty Gear stuff.
All systems, full power!
Number 15.
We'll be right back.
Number 14.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Ice Paradise Act 1 from Sonic Advance 2. This is your number 14. And number 15, by the way, was from Guilty Gear X. Bloodstained Lineage from... it was Testament's theme. And it's the heavy rock version.
Number 13.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Life.
Number 12.
Ha! What? Ha! Ha! Come on! Woo! Just cruising. Excuse me, sorry, but I didn't mean to trouble you. I was just cruising along in my BMW. When I saw you driving by, you caught my eye. And then I thought, why are you on your own, all alone? Talking with someone on the end of a phone. Is there another guy just waiting for you to get home? Ha, girl, I should have known. So what's the deal between you and me? Can we get together, watch TV? I know there's a place that you'd rather be, where the money means nothing and the drinks are free. Let me take you there, no need to be aware. I tell you I'm a millionaire. Forget about him, I'll treat you right. Let me turn out the light and we can get it on tonight. Ha!
All night.
Come on, yeah, let's get it on tonight.
All night.
Well, alright, alright. Yeah, know what I'm saying?
All night.
Woo! It's like that, it's like that.
All night.
All night, baby, come on. So you followed my car along the freeway. I gave you plenty of room, lots of leeway. We drove for a while, not more than a mile. Keeping in touch, talking on the mobile. The clock went 10 when we got to my mansion. The only thing that I could think about was expansion. We went into the kitchen and I poured some wine. And I thought to myself, ha ha, girl, you're mine. I told you to undress me, caress me, try to impress me, but just don't possess me. Do what you wanna do, anything you want to. That feels good, please continue. Forget about him, now he's out of sight. Hey, it's me, I'll make it alright. So come on, why don't you turn out the light and let's get it on tonight. Come on, huh.
All night.
Say what, say what. Let's get it on tonight.
Let's Get It On Tonight by Metropolis Street Racer was the 12th most requested track last week.
Number 11.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
I did not mention it, but number 13 was Sonic the Hedgehog the Movie Lookalike. And this is again Sonic at number 11 with What I'm Made Of from Sonic Heroes. This actually needs no introduction, but why not? It's already pretty late on this show. There's already 1 hour gone, and yeah, there's still lots more to come, like top 10 and King of Fighters 99 Dream Match for the Dreamcast, which is Actually, the Dreamcast version of King of Fighters 98, as I mentioned. Anyways, let's move on to this segment then.
Fights into Streams Flashback.
So, now I can talk about King of Fighters freely. It was actually the first time a King of Fighters game hit the main consoles at North America since King of Fighters 95 for the Sega Saturn. This was on the Dreamcast, as I said. It was a version of the critically acclaimed and still legendarily known King of Fighters 98, which is still played to this day because it was a massive hallmark at the time with its broad character selection and with its unprecedented balance. It was a really balanced game, which was really hard to achieve back in those days. And it still is, because, yeah, for different reasons. Back then, when games were out, they were out, and tiers on fighting games were set from day one, and there was no way to change it. But with the advent of online patches and all of that, it's still hard, because with all the hundreds of tweaks, you will always have a character that's going to be, whoops, made them too strong, or whoops, made them too weak. So, getting King of Fighters 98 to be as balanced as it was pretty much a miracle, and gameplay was deep and there were no issues. So, yeah, I think the game deserves to be here on this show and to be the linchpin of the King of Fighters series that I aim to have on the Fights into Streams Flashback segment for the chart-topping show. If you have any memories from King of Fighters 98, feel free to post them on Twitter, at Radio Sega, or to tell it on our Discord, radiosc.ga/discord. This will begin, actually, with the background theme for the intro. It was actually an iconic intro that was made specifically for King of Fighters 99 Dream Match on the Dreamcast. And I just noticed the Dream Match Dreamcast thing. That's probably not a coincidence. That intro is a Dreamcast exclusive, so in a way it belongs to Radio Sega. You probably know what it is. I'm going to share it on Twitter and on Discord, and you probably know it. Anyways, enjoy tracks from that legendary game. And again, feel free to post your stories from King of Fighters 98 or 99 Dream Match, which didn't really have that many improvements from 98. It just had 3D backgrounds, which were not that good to begin with. And the intro, that's pretty much it. There was also a link to the Neo Geo Pocket, but who cares, I guess. We'll be right back.
here we go. KOF 2 again. Nothing's gonna stop me. We'll be right back.
So far you've had Ezaka, the Hero Team track, then the Korean Team track, then the New Face Team track with Yashiro, Chris and Jeremy, then Yamazaki's theme, and now it's Blue Mary's theme. Next is going to be London March. And this is obviously Billy Kane's theme. More saxophone, and this is Yagami's team, Yagami team on 96. This saxophone brings memories from the Rage Sega track from King of Fighters 14, right? This is sort of an ancestral. Ancestor. More Yagami! And this is his theme from 97, which only occurs on King of Fighters 98 when he's a rival. Master's theme. This was a special King of Fighters 98 team that had guys who lost their spots on the King of Fighters roster on 96, when there were roster shuffles. They threw out two of the old school characters, Takuma and Heidern, and they brought them back for King of Fighters 98, along with Saisyu Kusanagi, father of Kyo and the sub-boss in King of Fighters 16. This is from the American sports theme on King of Fighters 94 that could not have been more stereotypical. It was ditched just after one game, for obvious reasons.
Dun 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 d
also legendary, This Is Still Green, Shingo Yabuki's theme. Rugal's regular theme. This is the women's team track from 94. After this one, there will be only two more I will be playing tonight. It's getting too late. I'll be playing more on the upcoming shows. Fatal Fury's theme track from 97, which was their track also on 98. We'll end this segment with a classic. All the others will come next week, and this is a promise.
Number 10.
And immediately back to the top 10 most requested tracks last week. This is from the Saturn version of Power Drift, Silent Language, Super Arrange.
Number 9.
Shadow, damn you.
Death Wings from Shadow the Hedgehog. This is your number 9.
Number 8.
And this is Wings, your number 8, from Shining Force 2 Ancient Ceiling Symphonic Suite. If anyone can explain to me what that is exactly, I would appreciate it. This is actually a tune. Apparently, Ancient Ceiling Symphonic Suite is an album with Sunshine Force 2 rearrangements.
Number 7.
Stone from Zillion. This is your number 7.
Emerald.
Gigantic Angel, Act 2 from Sonic Pocket Adventure, that's number 6. Can someone tell me what exactly is Sonic Pocket Adventure? And why this sounds familiar to me? Ha! This sounded familiar to me. I actually got it right before anyone told me, yes, this is basically Chrome Gadget from Sonic 3. And apparently this is for the Neo Geo Pocket. I had no idea there was a Sonic game on the Neo Geo Pocket. Well, 10 minutes to give the top 5 is going to be a tough ordeal, so let's rush it.
5 left. It's close now.
Number 5.
Gate of Trials from Le Mans 24, the arcade version. This is your number 5.
Number 4.
Call Me Crazy from Cyber Speedway, Grand Chaser, is your number 4.
Number 3.
Totally new entry to this show, it's a welcome addition coming from Last Bronx. This is Dark Rooftop, Joe's Stage. Thanks, people who requested this.
Number 2.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Live and Learn, a pretty common regular on this show. This is number 2. Ooh, it intensifies. Which track may be number 1? And I tell you, that's a huge surprise.
Right back where you came.
you know, guys, I appreciate a lot all of you that are listening to this show, that have been listening to this show, even though there's not really many things that are new other than some tracks once in a while. Number one is going to be very surprising. Things are really mixing up. I also apologize for King of Fighters 98 not really going as planned, because, well, turns out there were way too many tracks for how this set list could go. And I think that a 3-hour show would be needed for everything to be crammed together. But they will come back next week. And those that I have not played, and even probably some that I have played this week, if you really want to, those that you would prefer, if there's any preference that you've got, please tell us on Twitter or Discord. I'll be listening, I'll be attentive, and I'll put it on next week's Chart Topping Show. Have a nice week, guys. Stay with Radio Sega tomorrow. There's going to be, let me confirm, but it's going to be the penultimate, I think, episode of The Blue Zone with PT Kickass. Give him love like you are giving love to me, and see you next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, enjoy your week, guys.
Number one.
This is Burning Bear from Fighting Vipers 2, amazing choice as a number one, and even incredible as well. It's also going to be the penultimate Sunday Funday with Andy tomorrow. Be sure to enjoy it. Next week, we will have the Winterfest Chart Topping Show.